Teaching and Learning in a Post-COVID World, Critical Race Theory, Howard Zinn, Truth, Band? Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, it is Busted Pencils Radio, fully leaded education talk, Tuesday, daylight savings time in March. Getting time to crack open a green beer or something like that, or a shamrock shake, depending on the age of the listener to Busted Pencils. Dana Supp, a principal at McKinley Elementary School, Erie, Pennsylvania, Erie City Schools. Awesome work at building a community school, the hard work that goes into that, and the realities of the many partners that make it happen, from United Way to business partners contributing so that children and families can have those wraparound services, so that, as we said before the break, those needs, hunger, shelter, fear, trauma, those can hopefully be dealt with, so that when kids come to school, they can think about school, they can think about being a kid, they can think about enjoying themselves. Dana, though, as a leader, the amount of work it sounds like to make this happen is incredible. And the dedication for you and other principals and other leaders that are taking this on is commendable. However, I'm a little frightened when I look at some of the headlines, and on Busted Pencils, we've really hit hard the looming, it's not even looming, but the teacher exodus, teachers leaving. But now we've got new polls from the American Society or AS. What is your organization there? The American Association of School Administrators. There we go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
4 out of 10 of your brothers and sisters in leadership are saying that's it after this year. And to make matters worse, so potentially 4 out of 10 of you are leaving, and the number of people in your school, potential teachers who are looking to become principals, a lot of teachers are saying no thank you. So the pipeline to becoming a leader, what are we going to do about this?
If I had that answer, Tim, I'd bottle it and we could be billionaires.
All right, tomorrow. How hard has it been, though? I mean, you know, so it's been really hard during the pandemic. What keeps you in it?
The kids, 100%. The children, yeah. Before I was principal at McKinley, I was at our college prep high school. That was my first admin job. And then the principal at McKinley left to go to another district. And when that opened, I said, I have to go back there. It's home for me. You know, I've always considered McKinley my home. And it gets me up every day to go in and see those faces. In fact, I always, when I give tours, because we, part of being a community school is we're trying to get money and supporters all the time, and they always seem to send them over to McKinley because we're one of the more established schools in that capacity. I always take them down to the pre-K room, which is 3 and 4 year olds. And I say, when I'm having a bad day, this is where I come because it reminds me of why I'm here every single day.
But what is it that's pushing, I said, though, this potential leaving of people out of the leadership roles?
I think,
you know, how can you center on the kids and 4 out of 10 of your brothers and sisters can't?
Well, the last 2 years roughly have been just horrific as far as, you know, teaching conditions, as far as safety issues, you know, those kind of things have just created so much stress. Like, you know, you live through it, the uncertainty of every day of what's happening. Plans change every 2 minutes. You couldn't get your feet set underneath you. You know, you would come up with a plan, and then, you know, 3 hours later that somebody would call you and say, no, that's not what we're doing. Tell me, give me some ideas of what we can do. We all were kind of leading ourselves without any knowledge of how to do this through the entire pandemic.
You weren't prepared for an international pandemic?
No,
Okay.
Unfortunately, Edinburgh didn't prepare us for that. That's one thing that I have a gripe with Edinburgh, is that they didn't prepare us to serve on in a pandemic. It's difficult. It's difficult on the teachers. My wife, Kelly, God bless her, she was back full time last year with kids, social distance. They all had these plexiglass, boy in the plastic bubble type seating arrangements. She wasn't even in her original school. They were remodeling her school, wasn't ready. So they were at a school that was 100 years old, fighting mice problems and things like that. I would have to say that, you know, these last 2 years have really, you know, forced people to say, can I do this anymore? What, you know, what's normal anymore, you know? And I think that might be a reason as why people are kind of looking at their retirement plans. They're looking at their 503Bs and saying, can I afford to go? What kind of hit will I take if I go at the minimum retirement age? Is there something I can do, you know, to make up that gap? Or, you know, it's just, and if I see another spreadsheet or Dropbox or Google Drive, I think I'm going to lose it. I mean, there's so many of those. Anyway, it's been surreal, honestly. Although I think that eventually the resiliency of our kids, we're going to bounce back.
But that's your positiveness, and we love that. And busted pencils, you know, you're busting pencils, Dana Supperman, and we love that at McKinley Elementary. But, you know, the future of community schools and that awesome work and that hard work that you do to replicate something like that really requires leaders, not, yes, certified licensed principals, but leaders. And the other side of that was when you look in your school, I bet you see a ton of teachers who you would love to see become leaders. They're also really tired from the last 2 years. And at least according to the research that's out there right now, teachers themselves are not seeing themselves as being future principals or being future leaders. How do you motivate some of the people that are in your school to say, you can do this? We need you. We want you to be a leader. Maybe that's the opportunity I'll give you here as the leader, is to say, how do you talk to a teacher who you look at and go, man, you're going to be a future great principal? And they're looking at you going, Dana, never, not over my dead body will I do what you do.
So what we try to do to keep hope alive, I guess, is to bring everything back to our kids. The culture of our building has changed over the years, where that we're trying to be student-centered. It's taken a while to get the right people in there to do that. We have an instructional leadership team that we try to collaboratively make decisions so that they have a stake in what we're doing. Also in our professional learning communities, we're asking for ideas so that we're not just giving these edicts like, you do this because I said so. It's hard, but we try to keep everything focused on the kids. Some people, I shouldn't say some, all of our people are very good at putting kids first. And so that's our motivator. And if you can accept that, then hopefully you'll take it far enough where you might decide to be a leader, a principal, whatever.
Well, keeping it real though. So I keep hearing the constant theme, at least coming from you, is centering on the kids and recognizing that the minutia, the spreadsheets, the Google Docs, they're all there. They're not going to go away. But if you can center on those kids and recognize the fact that, and what you just said, though, if anything, over the past 2 years, principals, you, leaders, superintendents, teachers, the heroic steps you have done. I remember when the pandemic first hit, talking to you on the radio show, you were delivering food. So that, because the community school, you had been shut during the beginning of the pandemic, but the wraparound services continued because your family still needed that. to think about that and say, I actually get why you're exhausted. I get why you're tired. But my goodness, if there's an ability to look back and go, look at what you've accomplished, Dana, look at what your teachers have accomplished, that ability to stay put, to stay steady, to be those solid people right there. I'm trying to motivate myself, but how do we then maybe harness that message to get out there? Because I think what I'm hearing from leaders when I hear that I'm thinking about my retirement or I'll never become a leader is that it's almost like that this pain of teaching and learning and leading through a pandemic is never going to go away.
So when the pandemic came, you know, you talk about this wraparound philosophy or idea that we as a community school, and it helped us as a community school to provide basic needs, is where we pretty much focused. We left everything up to the educators to do online instruction, asynchronous, synchronous, blah, 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 whatever you want to say. But the ability to keep trying to eliminate the barriers for learning in our particular school it was just to give them food every day. Give them enough food for the weekend, provide cleaning supplies, provide hygiene materials, things like that. And without being a community school, it would have been very difficult to pull something like that off. So it's exhausting. You know, my wife, she taught online and in person. Mm-hmm. And I did what I did at my school. And we would come home and just kind of sit in a chair and stare at each other because, we were tired, which, you know, I'll be honest with you. I looked at what it would look like for me to retire. I'm eligible to retire in the middle of June, but I'm not going to.
July.
I'm sorry, June 30th would be the date that I'd be eligible to go.
But so you're not going to retire. You'll wait till July. No, I appreciate that. But yeah, thinking about you and your wife sitting there at the end of those days, just looking at each other. The tiredness, but you know, leading. Putting together a community school. I think what I want listeners to hear coming from you though, is that you're not one of those 4 out of 10. You took a peek at the retirement, but not yet, because those kids and the work that you're doing is so important. And if there's a message for the listener right today, if you're a teacher, if you're a principal, if you're a superintendent, if you're a family member out there receiving great support from principals and teachers, recognize how to step up and tell Mr. Supa, how to tell the teachers, the principals, the leaders, thank you for the work that they've done, because we don't want them to leave. We don't want them to leave our schools. The work that you do, Dana Supa, is that important. And as you just said, it's all about the kids. Dana Supa, principal, McKinley Elementary School, truly busting pencils. Thanks for your time tonight, brother.
Thanks for having me, brother.
All right, man. More Busted Pencils when we get back.